$1.87, that was all. And 60 cents of it was in pennies. Pennies saved one and two at a time by bulldozing the grocer and the vegetable man and the butcher until one's cheeks burned with the silent imputation of parsimony that such close dealing implied. Three times Della counted it. $1.87. And the next day would be Christmas. Nearing its destination, the large removal lorry turned off the main Bury St. Edmunds Road into Grace Lane that led to Hundon Village. Brian Merrington, sitting in the lorry's passenger seat, glanced into the huge wing mirror and saw that his wife Mary was still following close behind in the family's Vectra. He gave out a small sigh of relief, seeing the twins were behaving themselves for a change. They sat hunched together, leaning forward in the middle of the bench seat behind their mother, concentrating on the road ahead. They were obviously getting excited because for them, moving house was a great adventure.
Summertime, boys and girls.
The gravelly voice of Jake, the controller, crackled on the radio that was on the dashboard of the beaten-up and much-abused SUV. 16-year-old Wisteria was assigned to be a tracker on her mother's team. She reached out to answer the radio from the back seat, but her mother reached it first. "Jake, you start singing and I'll boil your face in oil when I get back," her mother replied.
"Huh,"
Andrew remarked jovially as he adjusted his tranquilizer rifle.